Let's unravel the mysteries and complexities of building successful lead generation strategies. This is Digital Marketing Decoded.
Okay, picture this. A campaign that shows a beautiful 22% uplift in clicks. The dashboard is cheering. Then, 3 weeks later, the revenue line says nothing. Zero. Netted out. The click party evaporated because identity signals were stripped and our conversion insight died. I remember staring at the charts and thinking, this is why consent matters as product, not as an afterthought.
Ugh, that's the worst kind of gut punch. Metrics celebrating while the business loses. It feels like being handed a map with half the roads missing. Today, we walk through a practical playbook so you don't have to learn that lesson the hard way. We call it consent-first measurement. Treat consent as a product feature so critical events keep flowing in respectful, privacy-aware ways.
Quick mini case. The misattribution happened because the tracking relied on client-side identity cookies and third-party matchers. When consent gates blocked those matches, the analytics lost the glue between clicks and conversions. Decision makers read the numbers and paused the campaign. No revenue signal, no confidence. The immediate cost? Wasted ad spend, stalled experiments, and a skeptical product team.
And just to be concrete for listeners who run small teams, it's not always massive infra that fails you. It can be one critical event, like a purchase confirmation or demo request, handled improperly. If that single event vanishes or becomes delayed, your experiments lie. So our first beat is design. Decide which event to protect and how to make it survive consent boundaries.
Right. Point one, treat consent as product. Practically, that starts with minimal consent-aware event schemas. Keep your event payload small. Event type, timestamp, minimal product identifiers, and an explicit consent flag. Build a single server-side tag gateway. One endpoint where client events funnel, consent is checked, and forwarding decisions are made. When consent is granted, enrich server-side. When not, keep the core business event, but strip PII and route to aggregated stores.
I love that. Designing the schema like a product decision. From a growth perspective, you also want clear UX for consent, so users understand what they get. And for teams with limited engineering time, that gateway can be light. A cloud run service or a Lambda that accepts events, applies consent logic, and writes to a queue. You don't need a monolith, just one controlled choke point to protect your events.
Exactly! Point two, aggregated signals and cohort heuristics. When user-level attribution is unavailable, move to cohort-level or aggregated metrics. Use heuristic matching where lawful and acceptable, like course geolocation, time windows, and anonymized conversion windows to keep directional signals. Expect and accept latency. Rollups and batch windows will introduce delays, so design experiments with that in mind.
And name the low-effort tools. A server-side tag gateway plus a lightweight event queue, like Lambda or Cloud Run. Then aggregated analytics. Posthog or Matomo for self-hosted aggregation, or a simple BigQuery rollup if you already use cloud storage. These give you quick wins without heavy infra. For many teams, that path preserves decision quality insight fast.
To be explicit, avoid trying to recreate user-level accuracy right away. Start with a protected core event schema and aggregated rollups. If stakeholders push for user-level attribution, use the one-page brief we'll include to explain why aggregated approaches reduce legal and operational risk while still providing directional ROI.
Okay, let's do a quick listener exercise. Take 60 seconds, write down the single event you would protect first. Is it a purchase, a demo request, a trial activation? Then ask, what minimal fields do I need for business decisions if identity is not available? Last, who on my team can sign off on a lightweight server-side gateway this week? Ready? Go.
I'll give listeners a beat. If yours is a purchase event, maybe you only need product ID, revenue bucket, and consent flag. If it's a demo, you may only need a hashed contact confirmation, plus a cohort timestamp. The point is, identify the minimal signal that preserves decision-making.
Point 3, business validation. Technical signals are great, but sales callbacks and product usage are the ultimate truth. After the 72-hour pilot, call 5 recent leads or customers who came through the experiment. Confirm conversion intent and log product usage signals like activation or retention. Those human checks compress doubt. If your sales calls confirm increases, that's persuasive to stakeholders.
From engineering, add lightweight product signals, server-side event for activation, a daily roll-up of cohort conversions, and an internal flag for experiment exposure. These are cheap to implement and feed both product and commercial teams. Combine them with aggregated analytics to triangulate the truth without user-level tracking.
Now, the practical rollout, the 72-hour pilot. Day 1, protect one event and deploy the server-side gateway, writing both to an aggregated analytics store and a simple BigQuery or table. Day 2, run the experiment and collect cohort rollups, then do 5 sales touchbacks to validate. Day 3, analyze directional uplift, prepare the 1-page brief for stakeholders, and decide next steps. Roles are simple. 1 engineer for the gateway, 1 analyst for rollups, 1 growth or sales contact for callbacks.
Tooling path options. If you already use serverless, deploy a cloud run endpoint. If you prefer function as a service, use Lambda. For analytics, PostHog or Matomo work for privacy-first aggregation. Otherwise, a daily BigQuery rollup is fail-safe. Keep it iterative. Start small and show directional ROI.
Key takeaways. 1, pick the single event you must protect. 2, funnel events through a single server-side gateway that respects consent flags and strips PII when needed. 3, use aggregated cohorts and product validation to prove business impact quickly. 4, run the 72-hour pilot and use the 1-page brief to bring stakeholders along.
If you want the 1-page checklist and the 72-hour pilot template, grab them from the show notes. We built those assets to stop teams from over-engineering and to get you to a directional answer in days, not months. And yes, we'll include sample schema snippets for the event payload and a mini API spec for the gateway.
One last thing. Measurement that respects consent is not just compliance. It makes your analytics more durable and your marketing smarter. Treat consent like a product feature, and you'll preserve the insights you need to grow responsibly.
All right, that's our quick playbook. Next episode, we'll walk through a real sample implementation and share code snippets from a Cloud Run example. If you tried the 72-hour pilot, we want to hear how it went. Hit us up.
Thanks for listening. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss that implementation episode and grab the checklist in the show notes. Until next time, let's decode how measurement and privacy can work together.